Well, there's confusion. Because now nobody knows who leads the start of the podcast. We thought it would be Dennis.
Oh, I totally forgot.
I kind of was looking over to Nick. What just happened? I mean, have we decided who's going to be? I mean, before it seemed like you guys were mad that I did it every single week. So then we started rotating.
You told us we're getting heavy.
So what
so we had
doing?
Two choices, get lighter or get heavier. Dennis, we decided to get heavier.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it.
Could try again, or
I mean, when do you want to do it? I mean, usually it would
well,
be
I got
the middle
it.
Of the
usually
show,
it would
or
happen I'll, at the beginning.
I won't
of the
tell
show,
you. Dennis. I'll just do it.
All right. At some point during this podcast, you just take over the intro.
I'll just start the intro without anyone knowing.
Yeah,
perfect.
So we got a busy day today. We got a guest.
Yeah, in studio,
Marquette
not,
King.
Not my nutritionist, but yeah, Marquette King, the punter from the Raiders, probably the most swaggy player in the entire NFL. Dresses, always having fun. Very interesting social media guy. Anytime he's on an appearance, the fun seems to follow Marquette King.
Yep, could be dressed as a superhero at any given time too.
You never know what's happening with that guy. Second, the chef is back. Blurry is in the building.
And perfect timing. He's cleaning his glasses right now.
He's cleaning his glasses.
He doesn't know who's talking. He's looking at us like, which one of you guys is talking?
He can't see. But listen, Blurry's here because he and Dennis are going to do it. And we have video. Remember when Tyler Minton was here? He talked about being so broke during college that to get his after-workout protein shake, he would get a family size thing of tuna and douse it in orange juice, and that was his protein for after practice. The chef is joining Dennis. They are going to drink tuna with orange juice. Now, we've got some pretty high-class tuna. We've got some cheap shit. Nick and I want him to drink the cheap shit. Dennis bought some $7 orange juice. But we're thinking we're going with the carton stuff.
Yep.
Just so we get the full experience. Tyler had no money to buy $7 orange juice, Dennis.
Dude, I was looking for bluefin tuna, so hard to find.
We got hot buffalo style too. We got regular and hot buffalo.
Oh god.
It says bold.
This is gonna be fun.
Dennis almost spit up his beer.
Hey, you know what kind of when you just talked about Chef cleaning his glasses, a story popped into my head. You wanna pop in here, Chef? So when Chef was younger, Chef is a huge fan of the World Wrestling Federation. I don't think I've ever told you this before. But when we go to WWE events, Nick, you don't generally buy the expensive ticket because it costs too much. So you buy them as cheap as you can get. Chef has a habit of breaking his glasses. Since he's been with me, how many pairs of glasses have you had?
Probably like three or four
glasses. He's 22 years old now. So as a kid, could you imagine how often he broke his glasses? So when Chef was at the WWE at the Cajun Dome, what year was this, Chef? Maybe 2000? You're about a 10-year-old boy?
Like 10, 12 maybe.
You were a 10-year-old boy, right?
Yeah.
Where did you sit in the Cajun Dome?
Probably like nosebleeds maybe.
He was in the nosebleeds. And on that day, Chef, the most important, happiest day of your life, a little boy get to watch the great John Cena. Did you have working glasses?
No.
He broke the glasses. So for a kid that loves WWE, he had broken glasses. So him being at the wrestling in the nosebleeds, Nick, to show you the extent of this. Just watch this. I love the chef. I love my nephew. But it would be like taking Dennis to a wine bar and saying, you cannot have one sip. You aren't allowed to drink this wine, Dennis. As much as you want it, you are not allowed to drink it. So, watch this. Chef, take your glasses off. You think I'm bullshitting now? Chef, how many fingers am I holding?
Four.
Wow. Look at this.
Wow.
Look at this. Chef, how many fingers am I holding?
Six.
All right. Chef, he can't see.
I couldn't see.
Nick, do it. Do something. Do something to show, like do something. Ask him to read anything from right where you are.
What's on this wallet?
Can't can't see that.
He can't tell, so his mom has to be the meanest person in the world, right, Chef? Put your glasses back on. Is your mom the meanest? Would you have rather been in there, not being able to see, or just staying home?
Probably just stay at home.
Is that not the craziest shit? Poor Chef.
That's rough. You know, the reason I got contacts in the first place was I realized that Warriors games from the upper deck, I couldn't see any numbers or tell the difference between anything. I just saw two blurs of color walking around, running around from one team or the other.
So like, now
I knew the Warriors were the white team and the other team was green or red, and that was about it.
I had contacts, but DC had to try to put a man for me.
He couldn't put the contacts in his eyes, bro.
It took a couple days.
Yeah.
How long did you try before you gave up?
Not too long.
15 minutes? We tried for 15 minutes, and I got grossed out trying to put the contact on his eye because I could feel his eyeball.
Yeah, you
it was
can't
all
have someone
slimy
else
and soft. And I'm like, I can't do this shit. So then we gave up on the contacts, went back to the glasses.
You never tried again?
I never tried again.
We gave up.
It gets easier.
But now we've gone to a lot of WWEs now. We sit close, and he has his glasses. But I thought, what an unfortunate story. That for a guy that loves John Cena, I mean, this guy spent the majority of his time watching John Cena.
Yeah.
To go to the Cajun Dome, his mom bought the tickets. On that day, he breaks his glasses.
Wait, my glasses was broken before. And my mom didn't buy the ticket. Brooklyn bought them.
I apologize. My story got all crossed. But the guy wasn't able to see. For the record, guys, when I held up my hand there, I was holding what, six, Nick?
Six.
I think six. Yeah.
What did Chef say?
Four.
Four. And I'm sitting across the table from him. So could you imagine what he saw while he was watching WWE?
You know, I went to, I don't remember what fight it was, but we went down to, I think it was Staples Center for a fight. And as I got to, we'd been drinking quite a bit that day, but as I got to the arena, one of my contacts fell out. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So we're sitting up in a suite. I think Dwayne had gotten a suite. And I can't see because I only got one contact in. So Koscheck was still at the hotel. So I called the front desk. I gave them permission to give him a key. So he went in the room and he brought my extra set of contacts with him to the arena. Well, then we had a lot more to drink, and I woke up the next morning and Koscheck's got a video of me because he decided, well, shit, this key will probably still work in the middle of the night. Came into the room in the middle of the night. I'm like half passed out. He startles me. I sit up in bed. They're messing with me. And I don't know. Who knows what happened? And then
your worst nightmare is probably
and
what
then
happened.
They leave. And I went home actually the next morning. I went home. We were running a little bit late. And I think one guy ended up sleeping in the alley. I went through the security checkpoint at the airport with one sock and no contacts, which was fine until the contacts I can play off. And when I had to take my shoes off at security checkpoint, I've only got one sock on. Then I get back to SFO and I get in my car. I got no contacts. So I had to drive where I can't, I know how to get home, but I had to drive where all the freeway signs are blurry and it was horrible. But I had to get home and be like, no, I'm good. Yeah.
How do you lose one sock?
Well, I woke up. I think I woke up late and it was a rush. And I was like, fine, I don't know where the other one is. Koscheck probably has it.
Dennis, if you could turn the camera around. As we're talking to the chef, Marquette has walked in.
With
wine.
Multicolored cups.
Multicolored cups. A funnel-looking device.
Assembly required cups.
I mean, he's essentially getting this turning his studio into a very fun wine bar.
I like his style.
His style matches Dennis. Wow, look at
that. Now, who's going to assemble these cups?
What's
CC thought it was a funnel.
Let him have that, Chef. What is supposed to happen now with these cups, Marquette?
Let's see if he can do it.
With the cups, man, you got to...
Do we need to move the camera back, or are we good?
Get your favorite colors together, man. I don't know who's going to choose pink, but somebody's going to choose it.
So, I got my wife to drive me up here today because I knew we would be having wine with my buddy Marquette here.
Nice.
Now, hey, Marquette, you kind of punters, kickers, they don't tend to be the most in shape guys. So you are kind of like just really blasting the stereotype here, coming in here wearing that shirt. Your arms are bulging. You look more like a linebacker than a damn kicker.
Man, trying to change the game, man. Changing the game up one day at a time, you know, and basically doing what I do best.
So,
are you making a Broncos cup?
Oh, yeah.
You got to be careful.
You can't make a Broncos cup.
Man, I forgot who
we
I was
got,
in
we got an orange and blue cup coming. If we were to put, I don't even know what colors turn into what other colors, but if we put the wrong base on the right cup and we show it to Blurry, will he see like the combined color?
He would not see the colors if he hadn't didn't have his glasses. And he was
like pink and green might turn into purple.
He would see some weird shit. He just can't see because it sucks, you know, but he just can't see too well without his glasses. So. You know, we said we'd have Marquette King in today.
The King is here.
The King is in the building. Punter for the Raiders. Best punter in the league, in my opinion. I mean, I do have I'm a bit biased towards the Saints. But Marquette is my guy.
But not the first punter to go behind the back.
I tell you. Last year, Marquette ran a fake. Remember when you ran the fake punt?
I remember. I was.
He ran the fake punt.
Do you remember?
And look, this guy, after he ran that punt, it was as if he ran for 2,000 yards. The text messages, the bragging of this young man when he ran that punt. How far was that punt, baby?
It was like, I forgot. But I know
don't be reality. The reality was 15 yards, but in our minds, we went for 100 plus, didn't we?
Yeah, that was about 200 plus.
It was a slight loss.
No, it was like 26 yards, 28 yards. Yeah, fourth and 24. And
so almost a sack.
Well, no.
23 would have been a sack, right?
No, he actually got the first down. He got the first down.
No, I know, fourth and 24, but what happens on a punt if you run and you don't get the line of scrimmage? Does it count as a sack?
Yeah.
What if you got sacked?
I got sacked when we tried to kick a field goal in Kansas City. Hey, we were holding the ball, and it was already like 10 degrees outside. So, I mean, I knew the ball was – it was a bad snap coming, and it was behind me. So, I mean, it was a bad snap for that game, but it was behind me, and it was 10 degrees. And as soon as I saw the ball come behind my shoulder, I was like, man, all right, I got to run. Because it was just so cold. It was like holding an ice cube, and I was just running. All of a sudden, I just saw this little dude just
– No straight arm?
No straight – well, I ain't know what to do. my job involves kicking the ball, holding the ball for like 0.2 seconds and kicking it. And when I do anything outside of that job, everything changes.
It just gets crazy.
It gets weird, yeah.
So when you guys are – so back – I played high school football.
Mm-hmm.
I was damn good at it, for the record. I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back.
What look, position?
In my eyes, I could be playing for the Raiders. I chose not to.
I don't think you're right.
Hey, I chose not to play for the Raiders or the Saints.
I don't even know if I'm
the only reason I'm not in the NFL.
DC blocked you.
But I did.
He stiff-armed me.
I stiff-armed him, asking for positions and shit.
You got stiff-armed him?
He did.
Well, on the mic.
And the guy.
Let's see what he did here.
The kickers and the punters, they were off on their own. They lived in their own little world.
Yeah.
Is that how it works with you guys too in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes I get mad because the offense will come on the field that we're practicing on, and then my coach will be like, you got to move. Like, we ain't got to move. We just as important as them. But, we're off in our own little world. That's why a lot of punters and kickers are kind of different people anyway.
Like, but you're not different, though.
Oh, yeah.
You're the guy that – you're the fun guy. You're much different than what a normal punter or a kicker would be.
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, what is it? It's just consciously like, I want to stand out above the rest of these guys?
You know what? I started playing football. Like, when I played football, I was a receiver first. And when I was forced to be a punter, and I was pretty good at both, but I was forced to be a punter.
How are you forced to be a punter? This is not an easy job.
I know, man. I was just real good at punting the ball. I could punt it the highest, the furthest at the school. And my coach told me if I wanted to keep my scholarship, I had to continue being a punter. So I was like, you know what? Well, I'm going to dress up like a receiver and still punt the ball then. So I had my visor. I had my armband. So I was still swagged out. I was like, I'm going to make this position fun if I got to stick to it.
So getting too swole doesn't affect your the toss of the ball before the kick?
Not at all.
It's not like a golfer who can't lift weights?
It's like the more biceps and triceps I do, the further I punt.
Dennis, I'm
Dennis
sorry.
Dennis was nodding like he could relate.
Dennis is like, I want the like, shit out like, the football.
I
think
he went, yeah. No idea.
He went for a fist bump, and then just
like, yes.
The one thing that they have in common is they drink wine. Dennis, don't pretend you can fucking kick. Dennis like reached over.
Yeah, I kicked a couple
Dennis
soccer
is,
balls
Dennis
in my day.
Like this. Dennis is like, we got this. And Marquette's like, nah, Dennis. Dennis, I played linebacker. I was not trying to blow you off.
No, sorry.
I was
a
defensive player in my day. And again, I was so good. I was so good at football. It's crazy.
Are there any videos online?
Nah, I keep those all private. I was the guy in the corner. Like, hey, I didn't.
So good.
You have to take my word for it. You have to take my word for it.
What was the name of the high school?
I like it where whatever I tell you, you have to kind of just take my word for it.
Blurry, what do we got here? What's the name of the high school?
Hey, Blurry, you shut up over there. Don't you give up my football career.
You look like you want to say something.
He do, but he knows that when he starts talking trash, what comes with it is an ass whipping. Hey, so you said you got forced to play punter. Mm-hmm. Now, I can ask you this. I'm a black guy.
Yeah.
There's not many black punters in the NFL. Are you the only one?
I think so far, yeah.
Well, I mean,
so far, I mean, it's. I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of African American kids look at football and they usually joke on the punter or the kicker most of the time.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, they don't do nothing. Like, you're not doing nothing, but in reality, it's a skill.
It's very hard.
Yeah. So, I mean, you either got it or you don't. But a lot of people are scared because they don't want to get joked on about it or whatever. But more people are starting to punt now.
But when you, but that, I think that honestly is a tribute to you and the way that you carry yourself. Your social media is insane.
Man, that, you know what? That's kind of like a slight happy place too. Like, I just like having fun. I like putting out good vibes. That's all I'm about. Positive energy, good vibes.
You said slight happy place. How do we get your social media to be full happy?
Get the assholes off of there.
Hey, it's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dennis just logged off.
Yeah. Well, what do you get? What type of shit do you get as a punter? Because for me, as a fighter, I get, well, you cried after you lost, or you're a fake champion, man, or you're no good. What do you get? What does your social media entail? Like a guy, what does he say? Well, you didn't kick the ball 60 yards this time. You kicked it 50. Like, what?
Man, they just talk trash. And it's like, man, where was you at when I was at Fort Valley? Like, when I was in college. So, I mean, it's so weird because it's so much more positive, but the negative sticks out. So
it does, right?
It's crazy, man. But I get a lot of BS sometimes, but it's whatever.
Do you ever respond to them?
Sometimes. They got to be almost legit, though.
What about, because Durant just seems like he just picks a time of day. He just posts something, and then he only replies to the haters. And it's not like one reply, like, he replies, and they reply, then he replies, and they reply, then he replies, and they reply. He seems to enjoy it. He made some guy famous last week.
The guy was on ESPN. They were talking. Him and Durant went back and forth.
Man, see, you got to be careful with that, too, because if you respond to people that talk trash, then you actually blow them up.
You're giving them what they want.
Yeah, you're giving them what they want, and they start blowing up even more.
One guy called me fat for 4 days. You're fat. You suck. So I was like, it's not a big deal. You're fat. You're fuck. You fucking suck. 4 days later, I go, okay, motherfucker, I'm fat. Are you happy now? I'm fat. I suck. Would you leave me the fuck alone, guy? Screen grabbed it, retweeted it, liked it, and just disappeared.
Man.
So all he was chasing was
mission
a response.
Accomplished.
Man, so brave talking to a fighter over the internet. Golly.
So the Raiders are going to be good this year. And you and I have been friends now for a while, and I've harbored some bad emotions because of the way you guys beat the Saints last year. They came back. I thought we were winning. I thought we had the fucking game in the bag. I lost a ton of money.
No.
And you guys came back and fucking won the game. This year, you're going to be a good football team.
I mean,
is the vibe just different now around? I mean, how long have you been playing for the Raiders now?
This is year six.
Year six. So you've been on some bad teams.
Yeah.
Is the vibe different now? Like the swag? Nah. I mean, can you see everybody like, man, we can actually do something good this year, big?
You know what? Not really. I mean, I don't know, man. Everything just seems like it normally does. Like people just go out, put work in, and shoot, hopefully everything will come together. We try to stay away from the hype, though, because, I mean, the hype. You just stay away from it. I stay away from the hype.
My coach, my boxing coach, Rosendo, he used to work for the Raiders. He used to hold pads and shit for the linemen. And he's a big-time Raiders fan. Got a tattoo and everything. And most people in this area are. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to deal with a lot of shit. This guy, too. You know that this guy actually was a Raiders fan for a long time?
What happened?
He had a son. Thought that now it's unacceptable to be a Raiders fan. He started going to the Niners games, bought a suite and everything. He's like, I can't be a Raiders fan. Yeah, you did, motherfucker.
What's wrong with the Raiders suite?
That's what I'm saying.
What's wrong with the Raiders suite?
Because
this is a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, no. So he was like, don't take his ass back now. He's trying to come back around because you guys are winning now. All right. But he's like,
let me set this straight. So I was a Raider. I got to go way too far back. So I was a Raider fan. Then they moved to L.A. And I was like, all right. I was young. I was like 10 years old. I'm like, that's, you know. So then I became, I don't know why, when they moved to L.A., I became a Browns fan, which was just torture. I had Browns News illustrated all over my wall. I think the first college football game I watched was Bernie Kosar when they beat Nebraska. So I saw Bernie Kosar on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I'm like, I'm in. I'm a Browns fan. I had the Ice, what was the name? The Ice Cube, Gerald McNeil on my wall, all these guys. And then they moved to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So I was like, when they moved to Baltimore, then the Raiders moved back to Oakland. So I'm like, all right, I'm back. I'm a Raider fan.
And then had a son.
Then I had a son. And my wife was not super football fan, but she was always Niner fan. Most people at the time around here were. I mean, even now, like even until a couple years ago, most people were around here would say Niners. And they kind of, there's the core fans, and then there's people that flip-flop.
You got the bandwagoners.
Yeah.
So, I'm a bandwagon-jumping motherfucker, too. So, like, hey, I am a bandwagon-jumping fucking king.
So,
a couple years, when the Seahawks were really good, once I took a picture with a Seahawks hat, and I got a lot of shit for that one. Most times, people, they don't even get it.
Yeah.
But so, go ahead, Nick.
I had my season tickets for a long time, and then I had my son. So, this was probably 9 years ago. Well, not probably. He's nine. And, So I was talking to my wife, and she's like, you know, all his friends are going to grow up Niner fans. Why does he have to be a Raider fan? And the Raider crowd is a little rough. You should just take him to Niner game. I hadn't been to Niner game since I was a kid. So I was like, all right, you know what? For him, I'll do this. So Patrick Willis, they just drafted Patrick Willis. So I got some Niner. I gave up my Raider tickets. I got some Niner tickets.
Tickets.
I got a Glenn.
Sweet.
I had a Glenn. No.
Sweet.
No, sweet is the Raider.
You fucking gave a lot of money to the Niners, Nick. Don't try to take that shit back now because he's in here.
No. At the Niners, I had 8 tickets. The Raiders, I had a sweet.
Okay.
So I had a Glenn Coffey jersey. I thought it was cool that it said Coffee on the back. And then I went to the first season. It didn't feel right. Like I'm like an imposter. And then I realized this crowd's just as wacky as the Raider crowd. I mean, the Raider crowd is like actually like kinder, gentler, right? It's like kind of like an older, like it looks rough, but it's everyone's there, kind of the same thing. The Niner fan was a little younger and a little more, you know, there was a little more chaos in the parking lot at the time.
Do you remember that lady when I went to the game? That
we went to a game and DC's wearing his fight shorts over his pants.
They were Saint shirt. Shit. And some lady goes, this one chick, she wasn't very old either. She goes, whoever dressed you this morning was real fucked up. I want to whip your ass. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This lady wanted to kick my ass, dude. And I'm like, you know what? My friend Bunch goes to Raiders games, and he wears Kansas City Chiefs because he's from Kansas City. Never has any issues.
Yeah. So I had him for a couple years, and then I was like, I can't do this. I took my son to a Raider game, Raiders-Patriots. And I was walking around. I'm like, there's no reason to go to these Niners games. Like, what was I doing? And then I walked by a little stand that said Sweet Rentals. So the stadium was, you know, they had a lot of empty tickets at the time. And I was like, wait a minute. The only pain in the ass about taking him to the game is when he's got to go to the bathroom, he's got to change his diaper. The Coliseum shitters are pretty gross, right? And I got to take the kid in there and try to change his diaper. That's pretty brutal. So I walked past the table and I signed up for a suite. Uh-huh. And after that, it was like, this is perfect. But I gave up my Niners tickets. The only problem with it was they got Harbaugh like a year after. And I remember someone being like, you're just going to get rid of him? You should sell him to someone. I'm like, who the hell is going to want these tickets? But I could have made, you know, good money for the next couple of years.
Hey, but the chef, you want a glass? We left the
get
chef
out.
Get the chef a glass,
bro,
please.
Hold on. What color you want, man?
Give chef the pink one.
Well, you know what the best part about
this was? You want the pink one, chef? Yeah, fuck no.
So I did have... So I had a couple year time away from home with with the Niners. Now, the weird thing is, Marquette said, hey, what kind of wine do you guys want? And I said, I don't really like red wine. I like white wine.
Dang, man, I forgot about
that. Oh. He said, so white wine? I said, yeah. So he comes back with all red wine.
All reds.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like Marquez. I'm like, Dennis is to DC as I am to Marquette.
Dang, man.
And three bottles. Are we supposed to drink this shit?
No, I just got the other ones for decoration.
And the box. We got the box over there, too, by Dennis. Oh, that's Dennis's.
As Dennis's yeah. box.
Don't touch my box.
Yeah, so. I thought Marquette brought that, too.
Marquette, so when okay. I watched you in Vegas, mm-hmm. and at one point you were walking around. It looked like the Cosmo, and you were literally just walking, and this lady and her son walked past him, and he broke out into dance, and they looked at him as if, like, what is up with this crazy person? What makes you do shit like this?
Man, I'm just living life, man.
I laughed out. Like, I literally laughed so hard and watched the shit over and over because the way these people looked at Marquette. Marquette's not a small guy. I mean, I don't know if you guys are getting him on the video, but he is not a small guy. So he just started dancing. What makes you do shit like that, man?
Just living, man. Just living.
I remember we walked around.
You get embarrassed? Ever?
You know what? I stopped giving AF 2 years ago.
You don't cuss?
2-3 years ago. I mean sometimes, but I don't know. It depends on where I'm at, what the environment I'm in.
Do we give off the environment that you should not cuss?
I mean, I'm just used to, like, when I do interviews, I don't really use those.
This is much different than your normal interview.
I know, man.
I want you to understand that.
I know.
Look at this shit. You usually drink at your interviews?
Mm-mm.
Does it feel like I'm babysitting this cup, Marquette?
So we walked past a kid's haircutting place in Burlingame when Marquette used to come hang out in the old office. What are you doing?
Kid haircut.
There. And we walked past this kid's haircut place. So there's a little waiting room where the parents can sit or the kids can sit, play video games before they get their haircut. So we're walking. All of a sudden, we're like, where'd Marquette go? And he's sitting on the other side of this window, like, waving and making faces and everything. And we'll go back, and he's got all the moms in the haircutting place, like, giggling and looking out the window and waving.
Hey, man, you know my type,
like, what the?
I love them cougars.
What is that?
I love them cougars.
I was like, what the hell?
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
You like the older woman.
Yeah, man. You ain't got to worry about them taking Instagram and Snapchat photos and stuff when you hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
we're...
Hey, man.
And they got you drinking wine and shit. Cause you're
yeah.
I mean,
see, I'm gonna drinking.
You
wine.
Might show up on MySpace though.
Facebook.
Nah,
no, you yeah. might show up on MySpace messing with them old women.
Yeah,
the old women still got MySpace and shit. Black Planet. They still got Black Planet.
Boy, I ain't heard of MySpace in so long.
But yeah. You said you weren't drinking. You didn't drink wine before.
Nah, not really. I thought it was nasty. I think when you get to that the second half of 25, then you can't drink liquor like you used to.
So man, you are talking down. To, oh, I'm 38. Yeah. This dude's like 50.
I think you're good.
I don't know how old Dennis is. Dennis is
39.
Dennis is 39.
Look, young.
Yeah. I was good. I was good.
Yeah, that's the first time he's ever heard that shit.
I don't step out in the sun. Yeah, thank you.
I could hang until about 36. I'm 44 now.
I mean, I could turn up if y'all trying to turn up, but
we can see who lasts.
No, I gotta shift it down because it's week one. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, this football thing's getting in the way, right?
Yeah.
Well,
in, oh, man. Reverse psychology.
In the off season, do you leave the Bay Area or do you stay here? I know you have a house in Arizona, yeah. But you just go to Arizona the entire time, or?
Yeah. I mean, when I was in a relationship, I stayed out here and. Just chilled out here more, but got a spot in Phoenix. And
there's a lot more. There's a lot of retirement homes in Phoenix, right? A lot of
is senior. Is that why you're in Phoenix?
A lot of senior living facilities.
And they do say the older they're the most sexual people on the planet. Man.
He changed his jersey. He changed his jersey to 55 plus. No more Mr. Seven.
Boy,
that would be great.
You funny. Man, I like Arizona because of the environment, man. Like the vibe.
It's
the
hot
mountains.
Though.
It's, for 3 months. But after 3 months, it's pretty. It's nice out there.
Where are you from originally?
Georgia.
Pretty.
Nah.
What part of Georgia?
Macon, down in the country. So I don't know, it's a lot slower out there too.
It's very slow in Georgia. Shoot. I'm from the south. I'm from Louisiana, you know, so. Okay. It's very slow. Rumble Johnson's from somewhere in Georgia, like Dublin or some shit like that. So, he's country.
Can you barbecue?
I can barbecue my ass off. I've got...
Bro, Marquette, I need proof, man.
Marquette, I've got now the biggest smoker on the planet I kick Kane's ass so bad barbecuing. Kane's making fucking carne asada and shit. I'm fucking barbecuing ribs, chicken. I'm at my house right now. On the stove is a massive pot of red beans and rice. That's blurry. Okay. And it tastes good. I'm a real good cook, man. You can barbecue? You barbecue?
I'm all right. I can make some good chicken.
And that's the thing. Most people struggle with barbecue and chicken, and it drives. I'm like, how can you not barbecue chicken?
All you need is just Mike Lyer.
You got to take some time, though. You got to take your time with your food. People don't take their time with their food, man.
You don't put no love in it, man.
You got to put some love in it.
I tried to I tried to bake a pizza last night.
Man, come on.
But I couldn't get the oven to get above 300 degrees. It said it had to be a 400, so I gave up after 20 minutes.
You can't even cook pizza?
No, the oven didn't work.
What about popcorn?
It was out of my control.
I barely got this popcorn blender together.
Nick, who cooks?
Actually, you know what? I could do the popcorn, but my wife read that the little bags are bad for you. Like there was some report that all the stuff that's in the bag and the way it cooks is bad for you, so she bought the kernels and this little popper.
So when
I can do that, but you got to put olive oil and salt on. Apparently, I don't get the mix right, so my son won't let me do it.
So when you get married, Marquette, that's going to be the issue, right? So the wife will probably she'll stay at home, raise the kids.
Yeah.
They will watch the news constantly. They get fear-mongered. Fear-mongering is when they scare your wife out of everything. The container that the milk now has to be in a carton instead of the plastic.
Can we capture the facial expression? Like,
I know
this is,
bro. It's now the milk can't be in plastic because the plastic has something in it, so it messes with your kids.
Yeah.
Then you cannot. Now you can't use the microwave because the microwave does something to your kids, gives them cancer. It's all for the news. Man. So your wife will constantly be in your ear like this, going, Marquette, you can't do this. Marquette, you can't do this. Marquette, you can't do this. Don't give the kid this. Don't give the kid this. Don't give the kid this. Live single, bud. Because once you're married, Nick right here, this guy, his coconut milk has to be drank 7 days after it's open. Otherwise,
that's a rule. It says on the card. I got my Alhambra delivered on. So this was a super hot weekend. We had a heat wave. So my Alhambra, I guess, I got back last night.
Alhambra?
You know, the big blue bottles you put on the machine, the water.
Oh, the water, yeah.
In case the water coming out of the tap's not good. And so,
seriously.
So it got delivered during these hot days. So when I got home,
you guys threw it away.
It was super hot. No, but I'm wondering, I think it probably got the plastic in it now from heating up so much.
You know that Selena, she tells me, my wife tells me, Selena Gomez, look at this guy's mind. She's a little too young for you, you know? You're more of a Selma Hayek type, right? Selma Hayek's 49. I mean, that's. You know who Selma Hayek is? Hold on.
It's a good rabbit hole to go down when next time you get out live.
I don't watch TV like that.
You don't watch TV?
Not really. Unless I got, if my friends are doing something or SpongeBob's on.
SpongeBob. Well, Selma Hayek, I fell in love with her when I was like 15. And I said to myself, when I get married, there you go.
Oh my God.
And she's about 50, Marquette.
50?
But she only marries billionaires, I think. Right?
I said that when I got married.
Punish can't make money like that.
When I get married, my wife needs to be, ideally would be in that mold. Bigger butt, Latin. I just didn't know it. I got married to, my first wife was black. Mm-hmm. And I got divorced and I was like, you know, maybe I should chase this Selma Hayek thing. And now you know my wife, Latin, long black hair, bigger butt. She fits the mold perfectly. So now I'm set. I'm set for the rest of my life. You know, I fell in love with Selma Hayek at 15, and now I'm good to go. My shirt is so wet.
You know what I want to do? I think, because I hate flying on airplanes, but what I'm going to do this year, I think, is go to another country and try to meet other friends in other countries. Just because, I don't know, I feel like it'll be hard to get in a relationship, especially being a professional athlete right now. So I'm going to find somebody that don't know nothing about no NFL. That's my goal.
You want, and I think that's why.
Go to Italy. Italy would be good.
Italy?
Lots of wine.
That's true.
But I think, Marquette, that's why when I met Selena, I had one fight. I wasn't Daniel Cormier. When someone calls me DC, I know they don't know me.
Yeah.
Right? If someone goes, wait,
what
DC.
What do we call him on the podcast?
Well, I mean, DC. But you knew me. When I met you.
I know what you're talking about.
When I met you, it was, this is Daniel. Yeah. And I met you when I had one fight. most, like, and you're a guy. I'm talking about if I was ever to meet a girl now, I would never know if I was able to meet someone that actually liked me.
No fights. Daniel. It was your first day of practice.
First day of practice. I had no fights. And I met my wife. I had one fight. And I was fighting on the undercard of the undercard. Mm. And now we've gotten to this point now. So it's kind of hard, man, because how do you find someone that doesn't know what you're... You could hide it in the beginning.
Well, he tattooed his name on his arm, and so then, that's gonna set you back.
Well, you're king.
Well, you hide it in the beginning, right? But then eventually they go, well, what do you do for a living? And you go, well, I play in the NFL.
Well, first I said real estate. After I said real estate, they stopped believing me. They're like, you're a buff-ass guy to be a real estate agent.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, how can you be? I mean, it's some big real estate people out there.
Yeah.
But some heavy houses. I had to change it to a personal trainer.
How soon in the relationship do you tell someone what you do? Or when you talk to somebody?
You know what? In a relationship, off rip, I just try to be as honest as possible. But that's why I'm trying to go to another country. Because you tell them you playing the NFL, they're like, what's that? Oh.
You good to go?
Yeah.
Now, you tried other sports. You went to, you and Rod went to Gilbert's gym, right? And did a little MMA training. How'd that go?
Man, that was...
You did it for a whole off season?
Yeah. It was definitely different, man. It was... I don't know how y'all do it, bro, but...
You haven't come to the American Kickboxing Academy. I learned that, I can't remember the guy's name. He plays for the Niners. He's a linebacker, Samoan guy. What's his name?
I feel like I know who you're talking about, too.
Longer hair, and he was used to play just special teams, and the guy, Patrick Willis or somebody, retired, and he started being like he was the man, and he's... And I hear him talking about him on SportsCenter, and he's got this reputation as this big, tough guy.
Yeah.
And he used to come to the gym. Great guy. Man. He would come and he would do our cardio workout and he would try to push himself on the bike. But the moment we start boxing, he would like go, he started off pretty good. He was confident.
Yeah.
He tried to hit me. And I mean, I get punched for a living. So I just kind of fade back.
Yeah.
And I touched him, not hard. And everything changed. This guy was 255 pounds. And every time I touched him, he's like, and then he would start to punch, but he would do this. Hey, dude, he's like, seriously. And I would see, like, on SportsCenter, he's a big, tough guy. And he'd go, he would just fade back because he was afraid of the punch coming back. The worlds are so different. I can't watch you guys play football anymore live. Last live football game I've been was when you and I went to watch the Saints and we beat the Raiders a few years ago. Because the sound, Marquette, I'm like, somebody's gonna get fucking hurt. It's nasty, but then I can go and fight in an octagon.
I mean, it's two different worlds, but that's crazy, man. That is crazy. So, have you ever wrestled with a football player to actually lift weight? Do you do a lot of weight training?
I grab Alden Smith, and I was like, this has got to be one of the strongest human beings on the fucking planet.
He's a different.
How strong was that dude?
He's real strong.
I was like, this dude has got to be one of the strongest people I've ever felt in my entire life.
So I actually wrestled Alden. It was it wasn't an organized one in a gym. It was in a house. We were joking around with a group of friends at the house and just chilling. And then he did something, and I just grabbed him. He's like, all right, let's go, Marquette. And I'll never do that.
Never do it again.
Never in my life again.
He's one of the strongest dudes.
He's real strong.
Yeah, remember we used to play basketball? And he would...
He thought he was in the NBA or something.
Like, I was just... Like, you know, got the rebound. Everyone turns around and go running the other way. I'm just minding my own business, about ready to run down the court. And all he did was move his arm a little bit as he started running forward. And it hit me in the stomach, and all the air was gone. Like, it was crazy. And then, but the worst part was, he would sit there. He'd sit down low. If anyone ran into him, they would just bounce off, right? He probably didn't even know. But
he caught a lot
of every
foul.
Time, he'd be like, foul. And you'd see people going, what? Like, they were like on the fence about arguing about it or not.
Foul.
Yeah. Basically, like, he has no idea if anyone touched him because he's so strong and so big, but he just looks, didn't go in. Foul. It was like, dude, and just watching everyone be like, nah,
that is kind of how it works in the hood. You call foul if you miss.
Yeah.
Dennis, I would actually play football or baseball, basketball. My God, the wine's starting to kick in.
Oh, yo.
I'm playing basketball. I always thought I was Karl Malone. I would yell, pass it into the mailman. I'm small. But I was like, pass it into the mailman. That was my saying. And if I missed, I'd call foul, man. I was a wrestler. Nobody knew how to wrestle in the hood, man. So if they would try to fight me, I would just take them down. So it was like, I knew I could call as many fouls as I needed to try to get my 20 points.
That's funny. You remember Marshawn King, too.
Yeah.
And all he wanted to do was play defense the whole time. How everybody always stand on the side where you got to score? He's on the defensive side.
He don't play offense,
Hey,
though?
Blood, I just want to play defense.
Why?
All right.
But then we had a rule that if you won, I think it was two or three games in a row, you just switched. Because we only had the court for a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And Marquette and a couple of his buddies came from, I mean, not Marquette. Marshawn and a couple of his buddies came from far away.
Yeah.
And they won, and they're like, our friend Swiv had invited him. So he brought this other guy, I think, that played in Europe or played somewhere. And he was like, they won their second game or third game in a row. Hey, you guys are out. Sean's like, what do you mean we're out? You guys are off. Like, we play here where you win three in a row, you're out because we only got like an hour and a half. We got to get everyone enough games. And he's like, yeah, fuck that, bro. I'm not gonna. And he just stood there. And everyone on the court's like, huh. And
how far do we want to push this? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He finally agreed.
His cousin's there too, so that would have been bad.
Yeah, it was awkward though because you're like, and you can't tell if he's just fucking with you, like just testing you.
You know what? He's always testing too. That's what he do.
I love watching his interviews because you don't know if he's being serious or if he's just messing with these people. And you can tell people are uncomfortable around him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the media are just kind of like, I don't know if I should ask him this follow-up question. So we're taught to ask follow-up questions. So if Marquette gives me an answer and it's a great answer and I have a question that's after that question, but it's like, I know I should ask him this. But do I really want to? It's kind of a fucked up thing, man.
Well, when you first meet him, you feel like that too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, am I bothering this fucking guy?
Yeah. You kind of get that feeling.
So he built a field in Oakland where these kids all play football. Their Pop Warner plays there.
Mm-hmm.
We had the unfortunate experience of going there this Saturday with my son.
That's cool.
My son plays for the Morgan Hill Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
To 7 year old team. We turned off the highway. I said, well, we aren't in Morgan Hill anymore once you get on the side. The graffiti and the rundown housing and the old closed down stores. I said, this looks like the neighborhood I grew up in. And to me, it's normal. I start to talk and all the people were as nice as they could be. Some of the other parents were like, oh, this team's so big. And I was like, that just looks like we did as kids. The game started. And it was fairly obvious who the athletes were.
I bet.
Man, they got the ball three times and had three touchdowns. They would just run to the sideline, and our kids were running as hard as they could. They got up 28-0. They got to trying to cheat for us. We got a first down. I was like, wait, what do you mean we got a first down? We haven't gotten one all game. I was like, we don't have a first down. Referee's like, holding. I'm like, holding what? So I walk up to the ref, and I go, don't cheat for them. I go, let them learn this hard lesson.
Yeah.
Because the problems that the kids that we have are, our problems are much different than the problems that these kids from the inner city are dealing with.
Yeah.
Let them learn the hard lesson. Let them get busted in the mouth and know that there's a lot of hard shit in this world that you are going to have to deal with. We lost 35-0. But when these little boys, our little boys got busted in the mouth, they got up. They didn't go score, but they kept fighting. And I think they learned more in that game than they will learn in a lot of situations because everything else is easy.
Yeah.
Where's my Xbox? Where's my PlayStation?
Man.
We didn't have that stuff growing up. So you got to really learn how to balance things for these kids that are growing up in these different situations.
I know. Even when I joke around and play with kids like one-on-one basketball, I'm going full throttle. Like I'm
trying to win.
Like I'm playing against myself.
Dunk on their ass.
Oh, man.
Can you dunk?
Of course. Come on, man.
How tall are you?
Six foot one.
And you can dunk.
Your boy got ups.
John Jones.
Let me hit. Wait, hold on.
John Jones, the guy that beat me a month ago. He can't dunk a basketball.
No way.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, he's six. He cannot dunk a basketball. 6'4". Yeah. But look at his brothers.
Bruh.
They're freak athletes.
They're huge.
This dude can't dunk a basketball. I don't know how.
You see, Marquette's got a watch on, and he's got a bracelet of bullets.
What is that?
he used to have a, what was it called, a Nike band?
The Fitbit.
No, he had the Nike band.
and we played basketball one day. What happened? I can't remember exactly what happened. I think Marquette had a breakaway layup. Mm-hmm. He went for the dunk. He missed it. None of us could dunk, so the fact that he got up there and missed it, and you could tell he usually makes it, was impressive. So he lands, immediately just whips off his Nike, what were they called? The Nike band, right?
It was the Fitbit. Yeah, the
big, yeah. And just throws it as hard as he can against the gym wall, breaks into a million pieces, and stops and says, "I'm done." Quits playing because he missed the dunk.
Yeah, I'm a competitor, dog. Like, and I was supposed to make that dunk. Like, come on, dog. I'm 6 foot. I'm sexy as hell.
And then we couldn't tell.
What makes me happier than anything, Nick? Marquette.
What?
Why? I play basketball, right? I don't play with guys like you. I don't play with Marshawn.
Uh-huh.
I grab a whole bunch of dudes like Nick and Dennis. Hey, I don't play with you guys. I go and play mugs like Nick and Dennis, and then I'm just talking shit the whole time. Bro, I'm like Michael Jordan out there, dog. I'm like, if I'm the only black guy out here, I'm in the right game because I'm trying to win.
Bro, hey, he crossed somebody up so bad, and he don't even look like he can play.
Yeah, Wynn played professionally.
Wynn can play basketball?
He claims he played professionally in Sweden. We're confirming if there's actually a league in Sweden.
There is no league in Sweden. Hey, fill Nick up. He's trying to run.
No, I'm kidding.
Marquette's trying to run. He's trying to run.
The good news is, if you're
on... Hey, man, this guy actually came and did our podcast. You can't drink with him?
The good news is, if you're on Wynn's team, you don't have to worry about anything except run up and down the court because you're never going to see the ball, right? Never going to see the ball.
We know that. He's a black hole?
Oh, just straight from... Like, as soon as you cross half court, Wynn's going to look around like he might pass, look around like he might pass, head fake, shoot a three. And then next time down.
Wait a second. You play with Nick. You can't shoot. Nobody else can shoot.
I haven't played with him. I'm just.
Hey, I need to play. We need to set up a game after the season.
Yeah.
No, we can do it during the season. I just shoot threes.
I just don't want you to come play. I can't have anybody that might actually be able to whip me.
Man, I don't. You know what?
I was trying to get that court again, but they don't call me back.
Man, since I've been in the NFL, man, I don't even play for real, like super hard. I go to 24-hour fitness and then. You catch the other people, like, just, everybody think they LeBron now, so they come in there with the armbands and everything, and the 24-hour fitness, and worst. Trying to go to the hole,
You get stuck on a team where you got one big guy on your team, and he wants to be the point guard that shoots threes, and it's like, fucks up the whole thing, and then you got to go put your name on a board, and 20 people later, you're back on. It's like, dude, they just have a fit.
Bro, it's...
I think last time I broke my finger last time I played at 24.
Man, I don't, you know what? Oh, Derek Carr can hoop, too.
The white quarterback?
Yes, he got skill.
He can play basketball?
Yes, he's good.
He from Fresno. That's why he from the hood, I think.
Man.
He can play basketball?
He got skill, bro.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So speaking of overcoming difficult things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got two difficult things still to do.
Oh, yeah.
We got Dennis and Blurry doing the tuna and OJ.
Oh, my God.
And we've got...
Ask Cassandra.
Cassandra. Should we get her on right now? Or should we do the tuna and orange juice first?
We should ask Cassandra.
Let's do Ask Cassandra. All right.
I will text her. Tell her to call in. So what we're doing, Marquette.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's Cassandra?
It's Bob's fiance.
Who's Bob?
Bob is my manager.
Okay.
Bob and Dwayne Zinkin, they're my manager.
Okay. DZ, I love DZ.
What we're doing is we're taking Twitter questions and we're asking any questions. Question,
bro. Why don't you tell me? I can put something out on my Twitter right now.
What we want? What you want to ask a girl? And anything. And so we've got four questions.
Here, you wanna?
We got four. We'll get them for next week. No, we got them. We got them. Right, cool. We got them for next week.
Well, he could post them. He could get the best one.
Ask him now. Ask somebody. Say, hey,
yeah, get a question.
One question
up.
For a question you'd want to ask a girl.
Marquette's going to be like, what time is Golden Girls on?
A question you want to ask a girl, what?
Do they still have ice cream sandwiches in the fridge?
The one that you ask, any question you want to ask a girl,
where's my walker?
You're too afraid to.
Oh, my God. I forgot my following is mostly Raider fans, so we finna get some weird stuff.
Bad questions. I didn't take the bad ones.
Okay.
The GoPro died?
Yeah.
Come on.
The battery's dead.
Well, let's charge it.
Yeah, let's charge
during.
We got the call coming in.
Anyone? We gotta brace ourselves for extreme profanity.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys.
All right, guys. new segment we got.
Should she introduce herself?
It's called Ask Cassandra. Cassandra Clark is Bob Cook's fiance. She has been in the game for a long time. She's been with Bob since she's a baby. She's like the house mom. She was actually there when me, Kane, Luke, Phil Davis, everyone lived in their house, a burned-down house for that matter, that they rebuilt as our careers got started. So what we're doing is we're asking questions to a girl that you would generally not ask because you're a bit too afraid. So, Cassandra, we have four questions, and we want you to answer them as honest as you can.
Okay.
All right. First question. This is from Neil Englund, at Prison Neil. He wants to know, do females really do things for us because they want to, or because you guys are trying to get ammo for when an argument comes up?
We're females. We're doing it because we have care for men, not because we want to use it as ammo.
Cassandra, Cassandra, this shit doesn't work. Yeah, if you're trying to be PC.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I know you, Cassandra.
It's not Cassandra.
I know you, Cassandra.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize. We've been drinking wine, so we're a little bit turned up.
Jesus Christ. Okay. For example, we don't use things that we do against you. We use the things you do against you. So we hold a grudge on the things you do, but the things we do, we're just women. We'll do it for you. And we may or may not. I don't use that stuff as ammo. I use what you do as ammo. Annoying things such as lying, not answering, no communication, all that shit. Okay. No, I will use things like, okay, you don't take out the trash, maybe you're not going to get a blowjob.
Oh!
Things that you're supposed to do. That you're supposed to do that you don't do, I will hold that kind of shit against you. However, I won't hold.
Bob's like running outside with the trash right now.
Bob's like running outside with the fucking garbage.
Bob's like, yeah, he's going.
Hey, man, I like this podcast, bro.
He's going to dumpsters and just loading up like a week's worth of garbage.
All right, Cassandra, here we go. Chef Dale asks, do women expect a serious answer for the question, does this make me look fat?
Well, I'm with a guy that doesn't lie to me, and he literally, I know when I ask him, he's going to tell me I look fat, and I'm going to rage every fucking time. I want you to lie to me. We want you to lie.
All right.
We want you to say in a roundabout way, oh, you look good, but yeah, we want you to lie.
A Gavin Smart. He just wants to know, when do you ever stop talking?
Never. Never. We never stop talking. Because you never started listening. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. We just got deep.
Nice. All right. And this is the last one, Cassandra. John Galt. At I Am John Galt wants to know, if honesty and not hurting your feelings cannot both be done in a situation, what should he do? Should he hurt your feelings and be honest, or should he lie to you? We want to know. I mean, how do we navigate these very, very dire circumstances at times?
I think it's subject specific, but for me and most women, we're fucking crazy. So it doesn't matter what you say. Like, you can't win. So once you understand what really makes your specific woman tick, there's no right answer. You will never win. You could say the sky is blue, and I could say it's purple, and you could argue to the death that it's blue. But if I see it as fucking purple, then it's fucking purple. There's no winning. We have the vagina. You have no power.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Cassandra.
Oh, my God.
Cassandra. You want to say anything to her? I mean,
I think, let's see if Marquette, you got a question for
her? I'm scared to talk to
her. Any question. What do you want to know?
If
Marquette's thinking of going out of the country to meet women, Any recommendations on how we should approach this?
No, he's pussing out. I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to go out of the country to get an obedient chick. Maybe they don't speak English. He's just, they'll clean, they'll cook, they'll give him whatever he wants sexually.
All he really wants is somebody. All he really wants is someone. Because
I give too, no.
All he really wants is someone that doesn't know what the NFL is. That's it. He wants somebody that wants to be with him for him. He is a great guy. Why is this being turned into a negative?
Well, he's fucked up. He's fucked up already.
How
should have got what he's a black man. What he should have done was he should have dated a high school sweetheart, and maybe he would be in a position right now, like most, you know, athletes that are in relationships for a long time. They've dated their high school sweetheart.
My high school sweetheart daddy wouldn't let me take her on a date.
He lives in California.
My high school sweetheart daddy wouldn't let me take her on a date, though. So
is Marquette going to have to be with, what country can he find his wife that will love him for him, is all we want to know.
He could probably get an Asian obedient wife.
Cassandra, you're out of your mind. We got to let you go. We have got to let you go, Cassandra. Thank you. You have been amazing, and you will be back. Thank you, Cassandra.
You're welcome. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ask Cassandra. Marquette, could that have gone any better?
I guess Italy's out of the question.
Man. No, Italy's not out of the question. Golly.
She
kept it 1,000.
She is a hard-nosed woman does not mess around.
Oh, yeah. Whoever she's with, man.
Bob's perfect. Bob's the perfect guy.
He is the perfect guy to be with her. Marquette.
She's.
We got to get to this tuna and orange juice deal.
I want
to
see this.
It's going to be ugly. Did the GoPro?
Yeah, now it's back on.
Okay, so what just happened? Did the air conditioning come on?
I don't even know we have air conditioning.
I didn't either.
Is there air conditioning in this place? Because if it is, Nick, you're an asshole for making us smother in here for the last hour and 15 minutes.
It's not. No, I think it's the.
No, it's the headphones.
It's the headphones. It's like the.
Close the laptop.
Yeah. Hurricane Cassandra just came through, and our headphones are. Our headphones are trying to recover.
She did.
Oh, he turned it on.
Blurry turned the air conditioner on.
I turned it on.
He just went around and kind of. Hey, Marquette, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Fantasy football. They don't use you guys.
That's bull, man.
I mean, yeah. What is your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on it is. I mean, the people that created fantasy football don't really know about football because they didn't include the punters.
How important are you to this football team, Marquette King?
I feel like all punters are very important just because they might not be on the field for, let's see, the game's an hour total. So a punt play may last somewhere between 5 and 10 seconds or plus, depending on how far the punt returner runs the ball back. But punters are very important. I'll say punters basically control the game, control the field position, so they got a real important part of the team.
What are your thoughts, right? What are your thoughts when they break one and you got to be the one that's like, oh, shit, you know I've got to make this tackle. What's going through your head?
Same thing. it was one time I was like, damn, man, I ain't trying to get dirty right now, man. And I had to chase him. It was raining in Kansas City or in Oakland because it's when Kansas City came to Oakland for a Thursday night game or a Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. And it was raining already. I'm like, dang, man. I ain't trying to get soaked. Man, come here, dog. And then when you tackle him, you can see punters make tackles, and it's like they got extra aggression. So they kind of like shove him while they're on the ground because like, they had to make the dirty play. So,
what about the celebrations? You are those pre-planned? Like riding the Bronco, was that pre-planned?
That came out of nowhere. But sometimes I try to figure out who's on the team, who does whatever, or if they make a play during the game and they do some kind of celebration, then I'm like, all right, well, when I make a play, I'm going to make it look real stupid. Because I know I ain't got no rhythm anyway. I mean, I got rhythm, but I ain't got rhythm.
What do the coaches say when you get back?
They like it. I mean, the cool thing about this coaching staff, they let everybody be who they are, you know, and just – they just let you be you. And
what warrants
you perform,
it?
You good.
What warrants a celebration? Inside the 20? Everyone inside the 20?
Inside the 10.
So it's not even inside the 20 anymore.
I need to get inside the 10. I need to put the ball inside the 10. Because it just feels good to see a team backed up in the end zone, and we got athletes on our defense. So when we can get a sack or something, that feels good, man. It's like this whole – the punt team made that play right there. Like, it's cool.
When you were a rookie, mm-hmm. and you got Janikowski's been there forever, what were the first couple conversations like? How was he?
It was like talking to a wall.
He don't talk too much?
No, he talks a lot now. We're real good friends.
Were you intimidated
now.
In the beginning or no?
No, I could tell he didn't like me. I didn't really like him either. But the relationship got better, and I think it was organic. It was real. And he's definitely acting more like me.
Where is he from?
He's from Poland.
So it's just a big difference. Yeah, it's Georgia.
Cool. It's cool to hear him talking Polish during his interview sometimes. I was like, what you just said about me. Yeah.
So I've got a guy that was on our podcast last week starting his MMA career, and the Bay Area to him, he goes, it's boring.
The Bay?
I met my wife when I moved to California. For the young guys that are just starting their careers, is the Bay Area boring? I mean, what does a single man do in the Bay Area to have fun?
Well, let me tell you this, dog. Coming from Georgia, like out there in the country, to coming out here, now, I don't know why I did it, but I used to be real shy. And the first year I was out here, I stayed in my apartment for like half of the season, the whole time. Sometimes I go out, but I was holding myself back because I always wanted to go home, hang out with my family, with my old friends. And the more I stayed out here, the more I realized, like, ain't nothing back at the house. Like, mm-hmm. why not stay out here? So stayed out here more and more and started seeing just different, man. Like, in Georgia, you're not finna see an Asian woman with a tattoo sleeve or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that out here. I didn't even know what to do.
It was attracted to it.
It was, I don't know what it was. I felt stars in my stomach and stuff. She bad, right? Man, it's so diverse out here, and it's something I really enjoy.
Dennis got stars in his stomach right now. Are we going? All right, so let's get this set up properly. We got Tropicana Pure Premium with calcium added, Marquette, and vitamin D.
You choose their tuna.
We got Starkist hot buffalo style or original deli style.
Oh my god, bro.
14 grams of protein, 15 grams of protein.
I'm drinking up wine for this, man.
So there's an extra gram of protein in the buffalo style tuna.
You need to want the protein.
He tried to give you the albacore tuna.
Yeah.
Don't use that.
Dennis tried to get the $1.89 pack instead of the 99 cent pack. This one's tuna salad.
And don't use
might have mayonnaise, which could be interesting with the orange juice.
I would, hey, if it was me making the choice, I wouldn't use the Trader Joe's orange juice. I'd use the shit in the box.
Yeah.
So you choose.
What are they gonna? And then Dennis brought a blender, so we can blend this up.
Dennis did bring a blender.
Yeah. Should we go two batches? Taste test.
I'm hungry. So I don't know what right now. I can actually try this too.
What?
Right. We got.
You gonna give it a shot?
No, I'm not.
Come on, man.
I'm just talking. I'm not. Y'all anybody kept me slipping
for me?
Wait. Why don't we do this? I got a good idea. Why don't we blend up two kinds? Then we'll put them in a cup, and then they just randomly pick, and then they have to tell us was that the buffalo one or the regular one.
Let's do it.
Get Dennis and Blurry to leave the room.
Right. Let's do it.
Wait. If Dennis leaves the room, will we be able to figure out how to use the blender?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's only one knob. I'm sure you guys can figure this out. All right, perfect. All right, so I guess we'll take off.
But you still didn't explain to us what the fuck we're doing.
I guess make two drinks and then let us, and then we'll drink it and guess which one actually did it. Please don't fill it to the top. Please. All right.
All right, chef.
All right.
You guys take off?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be right back. I wish I could put this on live, but
you can't?
I can't?
Yeah, you can record it if you want. I'm definitely putting it online. Hey,
I'm making it to like a
movie. Nick mixing it up.
Tag the Talking Talker if you can.
I am definitely going to tag Talking Talker. Guys, this is going to be amazing. This all came about because Tyler Minton actually said it was his protein.
You guys want to see it? Number one.
So there you go. Nick's actually mixing up the protein right now. Marquette's in the building. We're gonna make sure these guys drink this nasty tuna and orange juice as protein. It's gonna be gross. Nick, put the blender on. The top's right there to the left. There you go. Spin it, mix it, and get going. Mix number one is the buffalo style tuna fish with the orange juice.
Cup one is ready.
There we go. Put it in there, Nick. Come on, put it in. It stinks?
No, it doesn't smell that bad.
You put too much orange juice, Nick. Don't put as much orange juice in the next batch. Don't put. Come on, Nick. Let me mix the next. Let me mix the next batch, and you. Put a little bit of that the albacore in there too. It needs to be chunks of the tuna. Put the whole thing in there, Nick. That's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, it stinks in here. Hey, so what we're gonna do is, we're gonna just put all the tuna in one thing and just tell them that it's two mixes. See if they can attempt or pretend to know that it's something different. That's enough. That's enough, Nick. Nick, you're gonna kill him. You are one demented son of a gun, aren't you? You are all one right. Demented son of a bitch. There you go. Here's the mix. Oh yeah, it's nice and chunky now. It's like it looks like a smoothie. What if it's not that bad? Like, what if it actually isn't that bad?
We'll keep this so we can taste that.
All right, let's go.
If it seems too easy, we'll try that. You'll try that.
All right, guys, you ready? Bring it in, boys. The chef,
hello.
Dennis.
This y'all check this out.
Get rid of.
So he just blended this.
Yeah, put it in that bucket. Here.
What are you doing? Dennis, put your headset on.
Dennis, what are you doing?
No.
Put your headset on.
All right. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Right. Dennis, there we go. Dennis can't even walk in the room without gagging.
Are you going to do this, chef?
Come on. Let's do it.
Wait, chef.
No, chef. Here, hey, chef.
Do it.
Here, chef. Here's your bucket. No, go over there.
Over there. Let's go, chef. Get the GoPro facing him.
Nasty.
Dennis, set the GoPro.
Give me a second.
I think that.
I seriously can't even do this.
Ah! Oh!
All right.
Is Dennis going to puss out? Hey, hold on. Let me fix the GoPro. Nick, start talking, Nick.
All right. Right now we're having technical difficulties. We got to make sure the GoPro gets this. Dennis is gagging and sweating and crying, and he hasn't even taken a sip yet.
We've got the tuna. One goes to the chef.
We might have gone.
Fuck.
Dennis is actually dry heaving it. He hasn't even picked
come
it
right
up.
Here, chef.
We might have gone too big too early on this. He's never going to. Never gonna try anything else.
You can't hold it. I'm finna get off.
This guy is tripping. Look at this guy.
What if we all throw up?
Ready? One.
All right.
Wait. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Well, that's the worst throat sound I've heard in my life.
Yeah. You haven't even tasted.
Hold on, Dennis. Hold on.
You haven't even tasted it yet.
Look at this. We're finally doing the tuna challenge. Tuna and orange juice. Chef. Dennis.
Dennis.
But you see, you're in the way.
Dennis, here's your breakfast.
This.
Here's your breakfast, Dennis.
You're hurting, boy.
All right. Come
this.
On, baby. Talking, talker. Dennis. Chef, come on, chef.
He's texting.
Give him the
tap. He's no big deal.
Wait, get chef, get closer. Three, where's your bucket?
Let's go. Come on.
Cheers.
Cheers, chef.
Wait, how much do you have to drink?
Drink that shit, man. Come on, Dennis. Drink it.
Come on,
Dennis,
chef.
Drink it. Dennis.
Wait, do you see? Get out of the way.
Drink. Drink.
He's hurting over here.
Come on, chef. Bro. Drink. Dennis, drink your breakfast. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. We got it.
This might be terrible radio or podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's good video. Oh, wait. Dennis got.
Oh, he got it down.
It's coming up.
Nope.
Let's go.
You know what?
Come on, Blurry.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Look at the struggle.
That's definitely not the buffalo.
Hey.
Look at the struggle.
That had to be
look over here, so the
some of the funniest shit.
Wait, Lori's still going.
Look at this guy. Look at him. Did you get it?
You know what?
You know where your bucket is?
Chef.
This office
chef.
Is going
to. Drink it.
This place is gonna smell terrible.
The whole podcast room is.
Wait, deep. Don't make him laugh. It's all in his mouth still.
Disgusting.
We gotta get that down before he laughs.
I know what he's gonna do. He's gonna
bad?
Keep it. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like already drunk.
Oh, it's chunky like too. Oh. You guys didn't blend it that long.
Swallowed?
Oh man.
Oh yeah. All right. So guess what kind of tuna that was? Was that regular buffalo or?
Mine was regular.
What about yours?
It was actually all three.
All three
of
combined.
Mixed into one. Nasty.
You had lunch style, which had a little bit of mayonnaise in it, I think. You had buffalo style with the hot sauce, and you had the light tuna with the healthy one.
All right. Well, that was good.
It's $2.97 worth of tuna right there.
No, that's not good tuna.
Definitely not good tuna.
Guys.
The weird thing is you were before you tasted it, you did most of your dry heaving, and then as soon as you tasted it, you were all right.
I see if I got really hungry, maybe it'll soften the blow. But
Dennis, there is a there's a little bit left in the
no, I'm good.
Container if you want it. Marquette, if you're thirsty, you can have it. It was a good day.
That was fun.
It was fun.
It'll be interesting to see the feedback we get on this one.
Oh, that'd be
great. Marquette. Thank you for joining us, man. We really appreciate it.
Man, thank you for inviting me, bro.
The chef, you are always welcome. You are one of our favorite recurring guests. We love you, chef. We love the chef. Dennis, you're a ballsy son of a bitch for drinking that orange juice and tuna fish.
Now, should we make Ask Cassandra probably a regular thing, semi-regular thing, right? Keep the questions
Cassandra
coming.
Cassandra keeps it 1,000.
I thought it was pretty good.
You know
now,
what?
Yeah.
That's different.
What about, like, Dennis trying things?
No.
Should we make that regular, too?
Guys, we're going to ask you.
Oh, let's get suggestions for the next thing.
Let's get some feedback.
Yeah.
All right, be nice, guys.
What's Dennis have to do next time? That's the question.
Yeah.
And look, for every 5 things Dennis do, Nick will do 1. So it means more when Nick does his.
Bro. We'll see what they are.
No, you can't. That's not fair.
What about DC?
Hey.
For every 5 you do, then DC does 1.
For every 5. So Dennis does 5, you do 1. Then you do 5, I do 1. So for every 10, I'll do something.
So the 100th episode will be.
All right. I'll keep count.
All right. I'll keep going.
It's good. Dennis, could you do the intro now, please?
Yeah, go.
Yes.
Tell us what's going
to
happen on
Welcome
today's episode.
Welcome to the Talkin' Talker episode with Daniel Cormier, Nick Swimmer, and Dennis.
Today on this podcast, we will
talk to Nate. Not Nate.
Who's
Marquardt.
Nate?
Nate Marquardt. Nate
Marquardt King.
He said Nate Marquardt.
Nate Marquardt.
What? This happens every week. He cannot start the show.
Last week he forgot DC's
name. My name. Nate Marquardt.
I'm going to record something.
Nate Marquardt. He actually called you Marquardt King. 2 last names. Marquette King. Thank you for joining us again, Dennis. You're one ballsy son of a bitch, man.
Thank you.
Let's go get you some Mexican food at Nick's restaurant.
Yes.
Hey, Talking Talker number 6 in the books. Daniel Cormier, Nick Swinburne, Marquette King, the chef, Blurry, my guy Dennis. I'll catch you guys on the next time.
I was never a Niner fan.
Yeah, you were.